This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include animal on roadway, received report of cows in the area on East Monroe Street. The owner responded, gathered them up, disposition completed. So cows wandering around in town. We're in Wyoming.
Not that unusual.
Yeah, animal stray, received report of stray kitten traveling with the cows. Kittens do like to go follow cows around.
We do enjoy unlikely animal friend stories.
Yeah, taken to animal shelter. Unlike the cows, there's no room at the shelter for the cows.
No.
So, warrant service, North Clark, received report of a person at a location that had an active warrant. So people are helping.
Thanks, helper.
Officers responded, and a 33-year-old out of Lovell was arrested on the warrant, transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition CK. She has a warrant. Go get her.
Get her.
She looked at my boyfriend. trespass complaint, North Ingalls, received request to trespass some individuals from a location. The subjects were served the trespasses, disposition completed. I'm guessing somewhere around North Ingalls, so can't go. So, suspicious activity, South Hamilton, received a concern from a neighbor who noticed another neighbor's door open and lights were on. An officer contacted the resident. They were fine. Disposition completed. So the neighbor wouldn't go look because it's too far. Oh, wait, it's right next door. So didn't want to go actually check on him. So
if my neighbors pulled something like that.
Yeah, his door was open for like 5 seconds. Go get him. Traffic stop on West Coulter. Traffic stop performed after investigation. An 18-year-old out of Powell issued a citation for underage drinking. This at 2:28 during the weekday. Not a lot of traffic out there, but her. So she was the only one. So, suspicious activity. North Day received report of a car parked in front of the caller's residence for about 6 hours. The caller didn't know if there was someone in it or not. Officers responded, made contact with the vehicle owner, who forgot he left the vehicle there. They responded and move their vehicle. Disposition completed. Oh, I forgot I left my car there.
Where's your car?
I don't know.
I lose my keys, sometimes my wallet and stuff. I almost never lose my car.
Yeah, well, in my dreams sometimes I have I lost my car. Where's my car? They
bolt up right in bed. My car!
Oh, there it is. It's outside. Where's my truck? So, but yeah, it's a... Actually, you know, when you forget, you leave a vehicle somewhere that maybe you got too many vehicles. So,
true.
You know, if you only have one, you usually know. So, let's see. Person lost. North Day received report of a lost person. The person was located a short time later. Disposition completed. So
they found him in the couch cushions.
I don't know. You're lost in Powell. You know, try not to go to the big city then. Okay.
Well, the good thing about getting lost in Powell is you're not lost for long.
No, usually not. So, but I would avoid a big, huge metropolis like Cody. So you don't want to go there. So.
Yeah, may probably never see you again.
Yeah. Property lost, East 3rd, received report of a lost bike, disposition completed.
So did you check the cage?
Yeah. Go check the cage, see if it's in the cage. Usually it's, hey, where's your bike? I don't know.
I parked it next to my car.
Yeah, it's lost.
I don't know.
Let's see. Traffic stop, South Bend. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a citation. No insurance. Warning for registration required. Disposition. Citation issued. So they got the citation for the no insurance because they had been pulled over before and didn't have it, and then they got a warning. But now they're not giving out warnings anymore. Yeah, at least if you've already been pulled over for it. So now it's going to cost you. So, and then after that, you get suspended license. So that's how that works. So they want you to have insurance. And there are a lot of places that sell inexpensive insurance, unless you got a suspended license. So that's where it becomes a problem. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a disturbance in Mentauk Park. RP was screamed at by a juvenile. Disposition informational. I'd stay away from the skate park then.
Incorrigible.
Yeah, that's the juveniles. They don't. They scream at everything too. Yeah. You know, that's their way of communicating. So when they not mumbling at their phone, they're screaming. So that's how it works.
Would you like seconds?
Yeah.
Yes, Mom. Please, thank you.
They're not good at communicating, is what we're trying to say.
True.
So, miscellaneous assistant, Shoshone Trail South. RP says there's a recliner in the street in front of her house. Nobody's reclining. Informational. So
the doctor said I was sitting too close to the TV.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, every once in a while you're driving around and you got to watch out for the road chairs.
Road furniture.
Look out.
Swerve, quick.
So the city will come out and put one orange cone next to it. So
okay,
that'll
good.
Keep you safe. So let's see. Harassment at Secondhand Rose. RP says someone keeps calling and harassing them. Disposition assistance, Kevin.
Hey, I think these clothes you sold me are used.
Yeah, so and then you try to run a business during a pandemic, and you know, things are but then you get crazy people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Property found at Zapata's. RP found a wallet and a hat at the FedEx box. Returned to owner. So,
was it a fedora?
A lot of times when you're startled, you jump up in the air and your hat flies off and your wallet flies out. I've seen that in cartoons, Russ.
It just happened to Daffy Duck the other day.
No, everything just sort of flies off of them.
Yeah.
When they're startled.
Except
so.
Daffy lost his pants, too.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, Mountain High Health Foods. RP would like a trespass lifted. Disposition assistance given. Someone wants to come back to get healthy.
Oh, thank God I can stop eating that junk.
Yeah. Other law violation is at I Got Your Back Massage Therapy.
They used to have a business called Who's Got Your Nose?
Yeah. So, massage therapy.
Massage therapy.
RP would like to speak to an officer regarding people in the building. After hours disposition assistance. Kevin, they better not do any illegal massaging.
No rubbing after hours.
See, suspicious activity. Small Wonders Childcare. Male in a blue truck parked at the end of the building. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Sometimes the guy's just there to pick up the kid, but they don't know who they are. So let's double check. Okay.
If you're killing some time, probably not a good idea to park next to a daycare.
Yeah. Let's see. Traffic stop on 16th Street. Driver warned for obedience to traffic and warned for using a cell phone while driving. And that's in Cody. I thought you were okay to drive with the cell phone.
I don't know. Maybe they slipped an ordinance past us and we didn't
notice. I didn't see that.
Didn't see it either. But
maybe they were texting, though. So that could be. And texting is against the law. So
I see so many people on their phones in power.
Yeah. Well, I was stopped on Bent Street. I was going south on Bent Street. And both of us pulled up at the same time, and then noticed the gal was on a cell phone. So I started going through the intersection, and she started turning toward me and then turned her signal on and had to move her phone from her head to turn the signal on while she was driving into me. So I just shook my head. She had to stop, so darn it. Interrupted her phone call. So.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah,
how inconsiderate.
I know. I was really inconsiderate. So, ready report. Skyline Drive. RP wants to report a drunk driver driving really slow, bouncing between the lines. Disposition. Not able to locate. So there were lines, and they were actually on the road, and they were bouncing between them.
Wow, that's. Maybe not a bad idea. Can we get those bumpers installed everywhere?
property loss, Walmart. RP lost her black long wallet with her Florida driver's license and some cash disposition informational. In Florida, they just leave their wallets out, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Not here in the Bighorn Basin. So, and then theft, West Yellowstone Avenue. RP says that his keys were stolen out of his room. Disposition, see case.
Disposition, right. Couch checked.
Yeah, I don't know if his room is like a hotel, I guess. I don't know, on West Yellowstone. They usually list the hotel, though. So if they're taken, stolen out of his room, or if he's in, you know, living in the basement with mom. No, we don't know. Could be. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim got so happy today his hat flew off.
That's when you know you're really happy.
Yeah, I know. Things are flying off. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.